Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is poised to transmit to the Senate the articles of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this will happen on Monday.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
The articles accuse Trump of inciting the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This left five people dead, including a U.S. Capitol police officer. Dozens of people have been arrested and charged. Some are claiming they were following the president's direction. The Senate is poised to confirm retired Army General Lloyd Austin to be defense secretary. The vote so far is overwhelming and bipartisan. Both the House and Senate voted yesterday to give Austin a waiver to hold the job because he has not been out of the military for the required 7 years. Separately, the Senate Finance Committee has unanimously approved the nomination of Janet Yellen to be Treasury Secretary. Her nomination now goes to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. A new international treaty to ban nuclear weapons takes effect today, but as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the weapons themselves are unlikely to disappear anytime soon.
It's called the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Elaine White helped negotiate it.
For the first time in history, nuclear weapons are going to be illegal in international law.
Starting today, nations that signed the treaty will be banned from developing, possessing, or housing nuclear weapons on their territory. Over 80 countries have signed on, but so far, the nations that actually have nuclear weapons, including the U.S., are refusing to join. That means nukes aren't going to disappear anytime soon, White admits, but she hopes the new treaty can be a first step towards nuclear disarmament. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
Japan's prime minister insists this year's Olympic Games in Tokyo will be held as scheduled. The Summer Games were postponed last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more.
Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told Parliament he's determined to make the Games happen, and he'll cooperate closely with Tokyo and the International Olympic Committee. The British newspaper The Times quoted an anonymous politician Friday as saying the government has privately concluded that the Games will have to be canceled due to the pandemic, and that Japan will apply to hold the Games in 2032. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach said Thursday that there is no plan B. But Yoshiro Mori, head of the Tokyo Games Organizing Committee, said in a private speech this month he has no idea if the Games will go ahead or not. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 180 points at 30,995. The Nasdaq is down 22 points at 13,508. You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has backed Amazon's decision to kick the social media site Parler off its web cloud services. Amazon cited scores of reports of violence posted by Parler users. Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR. Germany is expected to announce next week that the government will place the country's largest right-wing opposition party under surveillance. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports it's for violating the Constitution.
According to German news reports, the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution has wrapped up a 2-year investigation into the Alternative for Deutschland Party, or AfD, and it will soon place the party and its members under state surveillance. The AfD, which was founded 8 years ago, is known for its opposition to the European Union and immigration. It has 88 members in the Bundestag, making up more than 12% of parliament. In March of last year, a far-right extremist faction of the AfD called the Flügel was placed under state surveillance. Many AfD members have espoused racist ideas and trivialized the country's Nazi past. The forthcoming decision is likely to deal a blow to the party in what is an important election year in Germany. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Supporters of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny plan to stage protests across Russia tomorrow. The Kremlin says these are illegal. Navalny was jailed this week just as he returned from Germany. He had spent months being treated by German doctors for a poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. Russia denies carrying out the poisoning attack. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.